Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Turn, signs of neo-feudalism fueled by the Great Reset are rising up.
From the higher levels, it is just a game and they are all working together. At some point, I was invited, which is why I'm telling you all this, to participate in sacrifices. That was the breaking point.
Whether it's Hungarian billionaire George Soros meddling in local elections in Austin, Texas, as the murder rate hits historic highs.
This intersection of 6th and Nueces is one of two deadly scenes called into police within just minutes of each other this weekend. A stabbing here and a shooting on North Lamar marked the 59th and 60th homicides of this year in Austin. That's the highest number ever recorded in modern history here.
Nationally known left-wing activist George Soros has joined the fight over the Proposition A ballot measure Austin voters will decide on this November. The billionaire contributed $500,000 through the Open Society Policy Center organization to the Equity Political Action Committee's No Way on Prop A campaign.
I would hate for someone's out-of-state money to diminish the voices of people that lived here.
Or California Governor Gavin Newsom's insane ban on gas-powered lawnmowers, chainsaws, and leaf blowers to appease the architects of the coming climate change totalitarianism.
I don't know of a battery-powered rototiller. I don't know of a chainsaw larger than a 20-inch bar that's battery-powered. So I'm not quite sure how Cal Fire and some of those type of things are going to go out there and mitigate fires when they have to have battery-powered products.
New this morning, gas-powered generators could be a thing of the past if the governor signs a new bill into law.
Not only would Assembly Bill 1346 phase out those generators, but it would also get rid of machines like gas-powered lawnmowers and leaf blowers. The authors of this bill say that equipment puts out too much air pollution.
Or the enforcement of that totalitarianism fueled by the rise of machines. As the special purpose unmanned rifle, or SPUR, is basically a robot dog armed with a rifle on its back.
Those rifles come in calibers such as 7.6 251 millimeters, 6.5 millimeters Creedmoor, 300 Norma Magnum, 338 Lapua Magnum, and 338 Norma Magnum.
Meanwhile, the military behind the Terminator dogs is purging thousands of soldiers who refuse the New World Order inoculation of the COVID vaccine.
So tonight, a new study on the COVID-19 vaccines found more cases of heart inflammation than expected among members of our U.S. military. It is raising questions about the role of exercise.
The military administered 2.8 million doses of the vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. A new study describes how 23 service members later developed chest pain and sought medical attention. Tests showed it was myocarditis.
And as the gender war rages on against our children and what's left of toy stores in America,
these large stores have to also show a reasonable selection of products, regardless of whether they've been traditionally marketed for either girls or boys.
The World Economic Forum states their goals and ultimately the goals of the Democratic Party on their own website, predicting the total collapse of the West. The end to all private ownership of everything. The end of meat production and the installment of a global carbon tax. This means the death of the United States as a global power. The solution is simple. Stop complying. This is Darren McBreen for John Bound.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. on this worldwide broadcast. And we've got the biggest news yet again in this saga of COVID-19. When we come right back in 60 seconds. I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, that it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil, selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil's good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off, back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching, and I've been waiting, knowing this time was coming, and now I'm going into full launch mode. The globalists are scared. Scared of me. Scared of you. Scared of human potential. Scared of us getting aligned with the big guy. And coming in for the next launch. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, this is not an InfoWars headline. This is not a Zero Hedge headline. It's not a Tucker Carlson headline. It's not a Joe Rogan headline. It is Associated Press, MSNBC, MSM. They're having to admit it all. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. Here's the headlines. This is from MSM.com. NIH admits Fauci lied about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments. He didn't just lie about it. He lied in front of everybody's face. He lied over and over again. He had a whole bunch of conferences called in favor of gain and function and why gain and function safe, and then funded the specific COVID-19 virus under another name, and we've got the genetic scan of it. It's the same virus. And then proposed releasing it in the open air of China, and the Pentagon said, are you insane? Well, yeah, they were going to set the U.S. up and the Chinese up into a war, we now know. That was phase two, though. Phase one was to shut down the West and empower China if China played ball. But China's not playing ball. It didn't come and agree with the whole conspiracy. And so then the globalists started blaming China for it. A lot of us looked at that and said it was certainly a possibility. But now we have all the documents from the NIH, from the FDA, from Peter Daszak's organization. And we know exactly what they did and how they did it. Bill Gates was in charge of it, and that's why you've seen Bill Gates not out in public a lot lately, because they told him he better shut his mouth because this plan did not go as well as they thought. Problem is, they're still going to double down. We better have a discussion about that, because this is not about celebrating that we were proven completely right again. You know what the wolf says in Pulp Fiction? Let's not start celebrating until we've got all this taken care of. Then we can do all that later. But just take a deep breath right now and realize the historical moment we're all in. Look at these headlines. And I've got the NIH letter. Of course, the NIH directed all this through Peter Daszak's organization so that they would have, again, more go-betweens with illegal activity. And then they had Daszak's organization and his operatives go into the Canadian facility and when it came out that they transferred viruses much more deadly than COVID-19 that kill 80% of humans they come in contact with, if you actually inhale it, they then, oh my God, the Peter Daszak group and connected to the Chinese, they stole it out of the Canadian lab. No, Trudeau was letting them build it up there. So the wheels have come off. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. Canary is singing. Like a bird, and the canaries died in the coal mine. I mean, you can use any analogy or parable or oxymoronic thing you want, but at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. Because it is oxymoronic for them to sit there and try to tell us that they weren't doing this. But that's the chutzpah, that's the bravado, that's the hubris of these people. They've been in power so long, and if Fauci was over the HIV release and then over poisoning millions of people to death with an AZT, there's even award-winning movies about it. Dallas Buyers Club, and I was a young kid when that was going on in Dallas and read about it in the newspaper. My dad even knew doctors that were prescribing people the drugs so they wouldn't die to get around the FDA trying to murder them. So this is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And just because you don't like to kill people doesn't mean Fauci doesn't love it. I mean, Fauci is a baby Mengele. But on the scale of killing, he surpassed Mengele worldwide. So Fauci needs to be arrested, and he needs to be brought up on crimes against humanity. And that's a very good chance it's going to happen. It has to happen. They've gone way too far. But instead, they're trying to indict Bolsonaro in Brazil, who was right about this the whole time and exposed it and told people to get up on their vitamins and minerals. And then he saw the death rate go down massively in Brazil. And so they're trying to arrest him now for what they should be arrested for, because Big Pharma runs their country as well. So it's all coming out. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Harvard, Yale, all these big institutions, University of Texas, involved in weaponizing these viruses. And good U.S. scientists, nonpartisan people, liberals and conservatives, they didn't see it as a political issue, came out in 2004 through 2014 and completely bitched and complained about these level 4 bioweapons labs, part of the BioShield program going on all over the country that Bush got passed in 2004. And saying this is going to get out and kill people, this is illegal. So they just moved it to China so they'd have plausible deniability to blame China. And I'm not saying Xi Jinping might not have been involved. We just don't have evidence of that. That damn lab was a UN globalist operation that did have the Chinese military monitoring it and demanding they be given copies of everything. And so, yeah, that's treason on top of treason right there. And they may have been the ones that released it. But who stands to gain? Who cooked this up? Who's done it before? Fauci. The Rockefeller Combine, the UN, Bill Gates, they're the top of the pyramid, not Xi Jinping. And Xi Jinping says, we're going to have 3 children. We're going to put homosexuals in prison. Men are going to be manly. Our astronauts are all men. We're going to take the world over. We're going to imitate 1950s America. They know what's powerful, what's strong, what works. I'm not saying put homosexuals in prison. I'm just saying they're going the super extreme route of the other side of the equation while China funds propaganda here to break down our entire society. So here it is, folks. MSN. NIH admits Fauci lied about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments to Congress. That is a crime. Here's another one. New York Post. Fauci admits modest. Oh, now he said, absolutely wrong. Nothing ever happened. Rand Paul, you're a liar. You don't know what you're talking about. No one ever did gain of function. It never went on ever. When he's in all the documents saying, I want gain of function, specifically ordering him to do it. And they wanted him to say, give us the orders because we don't want to go to jail. They wanted him to send him emails saying, okay, you want gain of function because the Chinese government says we can't do this here unless it's authorized by the NIH, the CDC. So Fauci had to give them letters to give the Chinese. So the Chinese are like, you're going to do this right here in this lab, and you're going to give it to us, too. Okay, we want letters saying that. And then they went to the Pentagon in 2017 and said, just set up Trump, of course, we want to release COVID-19 in the open air in China. The Pentagon said, that will start a war. That will infect humans. No. So again, it's this corporate group trying to play China and the United States off against each other. And there's double agents in both combines. That's how this works. So NIH admits Fauci lying about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments. Fauci admits modest NIH funding of Wuhan lab, but denies gain-of-function. So he's still trying to spin it. And then we've got this really well-written article out of Zero Hedge. NIH admits funding gain-of-function COVID experiments, gives EcoHealth 5 days to report data. And that's the big news we'll cover when we come back. What's really going on? What's the rest of the story? Here's a Zero Hedge article. Here's another Gateway Pundit. We've got more articles on InfoWars. NIH today corrects false statements by Directors Collins and Fauci. The NIH did fund gain of research in Wuhan. Fauci lied under oath. There's Breitbart, NIH contradicts Fauci, admits funding gain-of-function research at Wuhan Lab. Show InfoWars, we first reported this with Dr. Francis Boyle in early February of 2020. Alex Jones is right again, and first again, right and first again. All glory goes to Creator of the Universe. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Future, your children's future, the world's future, to carry this transmission through the enemy lines, through the sensors, to override them, to circumnavigate them, and to take the live feed from Bandai Video, freeworldnews.tv, infowars.com/show, and to share it with your email list, with your text message list. That is the best way to override the sensors, to put links up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, however you've got to do it. Keep doing it. Take clips of the shows, put them out, ask people what they think. It's a great way to get it out there and not get censored, because if you affirm us on a mainstream site, they will take you down. But whatever you do, know that the people are very, very hungry for the medicine of truth that we're putting out, and that's why the globalists are trying to suppress and shut down this transmission. Okay, let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about this right now and how big a moment this is in human history, and really where we are and what we're facing as a society and as a species. I could sit here for the next 3 hours and just talk about the NIH letter and how the top scientists there, and including the new head of the NIH, understand they're all going to go to prison if they join with Fauci and continue to lie and say that they weren't running billions and billions and billions of dollars. In fact, next segment I have a clip where a top researcher, PhD, covers the documents where over $190 billion has been spent by Fauci in the last 40 years that he directs to develop weaponized viruses. So next segment, I'll actually play you a clip on that. And that's important. $190+ billion. That's on record. But the fact that Fauci lied to Congress, the fact that he did that, the fact that they cooked up COVID-19, that's very important. But the issue that the NIH is bringing this out shows you that they finally realized that there really is a depopulation agenda going on, and that this really is the end of the world as we know it. Because I know a lot of the people that work at the highest levels of government. I know a lot of people that have been at the very tops of these systems, and most of them just buy the cover story. Most of them really think they're doing good work. But now this evil is so out in the open, and the fact that the vaccine isn't a vaccine is killing so many people. And the fact that the majority of the sick and dying worldwide, and that's now coming out of mainstream news, is from the shot. They had thought that everybody would Stockholm Syndrome and go along with this. And a lot of folks have. But other people are actually going from being asleep or in denial to waking up. So, yes, the sleeping giant is awakening. And the sleeping giant doesn't need to tear its own face off because it's angry. It needs to focus on who's in charge of the New World Order and then legally and lawfully dismantle them. But first, you've got to expose them and identify them. And we're very close to that. Evil always gets arrogant and makes a big move to kill the majority of the people. It's what it does. It's spirit. And it usually takes good people a while to realize that's happening. But once good wakes up, then very quickly the tables turn. Now, here's the problem. Because we can talk all day about how he did it and how they cooked it up and how they released it. And but that's old news here. We're not here to give you today's news today. We give you next year's news today. Because that's what's going to save us. Is understanding and fourth and fifth dimensional thinking and sixth dimensional thinking and historical perspectives and real wisdom. And the will to face the truth. And the will to have courage to go forward with what you got to do. Because in the end, it's the only hope you've got. The courage to face the facts. this coming out is so seismic and so dangerous that myself and most of the very intelligent people I talk to, including some of the most powerful people in the world who claim they're not with the New World Order, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm just going to stop right there. But I think people can probably put two and two together and guess what is Alex talking about. But there are some of the, if not the richest people on paper in the world that are signaling everywhere they're not with this. And who've told me they're not with this. And just recently. And then I've seen what came out of it. I've been told a year ago, we're going to do this. We're really with you. We're with humanity. And I started to see those people that told me that all do what they said they'd do. And I told you in the case of Rogan about it because he didn't mind me saying that, even though they came after him a lot. And there was a lot of news articles about it, about how Rogan's going to take on the censors. Rogan's going to destroy them. And then later Rogan's like, well, I didn't quite say it that way. And later he's like, Jones, damn it. And I said, you didn't say that was off record. I'm sorry. But it's above Rogan now. And there's not much higher to go, right, when it comes to people that are on our side. So what you've got to understand here is the smart money is on a war with China. And I don't want a war, but we're looking at a giant war in February right now. Currently, that's the projections with the top people on the earth who claim they're not with the New World Order Combine. Is war in February. And this is the type of time, like right before World War I, right before World War II, when everything kicks off. And I hope that doesn't happen. But currently, that is the trajectory we're on. And there is a consensus on that. And a large consensus. I don't mean a consensus with people that just live here in Austin, the new main power hub of the country. I'm talking about all over the world we have contacts. And General Flynn thinks war with China is imminent. He was raising the alarm 10 years ago on that, and that's why they got mad at him. So all the smart people I talk to say the same thing I'm seeing. And so we can sit here and talk about, oh, yeah, Fauci's a criminal, Fauci's going to jail. And the fact that they put this letter out and said, give us all your documents, you have 5 days. I mean, you know that the FBI is all over this, but the FBI is controlled by the Democratic Party and the globalists. But they also know that their own people now understand that they've been part of a eugenics depopulation operation. And so even people's husbands and wives, as I told you yesterday, at the highest levels of the Democratic Party, highest levels of the national news, people's families are saying, we're not going to be part of this with you. Remember Bill Gates' wife said, oh, we're not developing plans with microchips and people. I asked Bill and he said no. He smiles at her and looks really weird. And the word is she didn't even know about all this stuff, a lot of it. So this is all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And the whole secret life of Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and all that's coming out. And yes, military.com says World War III has already begun. Yeah, it's insane. And they've already got us all in our mask and already got us in our hazmat with the COVID drill, which is a real weapon, but it's weak compared to what they've got. And now they're letting us know, oh, Fauci's got stuff that kills 80% of humans. And that's where everybody kisses his ass and is scared of him because he's Dr. Death, man. He pulls back that black cape and the plague comes out. So knowing who the different factions are is key. And knowing what the next moves are going to be is key. And getting ready for it is paramount. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant, for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. Then it goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so thank you for joining us. The Fauci news is the biggest thing in the last 21 months of this hell we reported. When it comes to the bioweapons, how they cooked them up, how they released them, and then it's the heart of the whole takeover with the Davos group that directed it, that you know came up with a plan, Fauci that implemented it, with their world ID, with their cashless society, with their medical IDs. I mean, the entire architecture of the world government corporate takeover, Operation Lockstep, is tied to this. And the fact that it's come out, that they lied to Congress, they created the weapon, they obviously released it on purpose, look at all the timing, they suppressed treatments, they gave us drugs that killed 56% of the folks that took it, Remdesivir. They censored Congress, they censored the president, they censored you, they censored me. This is the biggest story ever that this came out. I mean, I've got the letter from the NIH director with them saying that he willfully and deliberately lied to Congress. And see, that's the thing about this, folks. When all this came out, because people leaked the information and brought it forward, the scientists have been concerned the whole time. Fauci got up on TV in 5 exchanges with Rand Paul and said, that is preposterous. I never did any such thing, and no one did, and you are stupid. I am smart. You are stupid. And then we've got all the videos of him going, thank you for joining us at this 9th annual Gain of Function conference. I believe in gain of function. We are the leaders in developing gain of function technology to study it and stop future disasters. Oh, you mean combining 5 viruses that would never show up naturally? So now he's like, well, we did a modest one, you know, modest. Well, you released a super fancy one. I mean, to just breed a virus naturally and test it to see and isolate more infectious variants is super gain of function. It's horrible. But that's the bare minimum. He went light years into splicing viruses by the thousands of different types together. And again, viruses that are kill 80% of humans they come in contact with, he's now weaponized those so they get into humans out of pigs. That's the jump out of bats then into pigs. We covered that on Monday and on Tuesday because that's now coming out. And so this guy's cooking up stuff. Let me explain that if it gets out, we'll collapse civilization. And then there's 600 plus nuclear reactors. Most of those will break down because no one will be there to take care of them. They're going to blow up, and it'll be like a giant nuclear war. Because one big reactor blowing up is worse than 100 hydrogen bombs going off over your country. Because hydrogen bombs dissipate most of the radiation. They detonate up in the sky. They flash down. When radiation, when radioactive isotopes, when radioactive material is next to other things, it spins off horrible things. Like Chernobyl. This would be, if all the reactors went up, they say like 20,000 times worse than Chernobyl. Chernobyl just had a partial blow up. And you saw how nice that was. So we're talking about the end of life on the surface of the earth for thousands of years as we know it, okay? So that's what these maniacs have done. So I want to explain to all you that like the movies where the virus gets released by the elite to depopulate and people all agree, well, there are too many humans. Do you understand you're going to be dead too? You understand that, right? You understand we're like 1 second from this. Bill Gates and Fauci must be arrested now. Klaus Schwab must be arrested now. They must be convicted and they must be publicly hung. They are Nazis. They are communists 2.0. They are going to kill everybody. We cannot let them be walking around. Now, let me explain. They want me dead. They want me destroyed because I'm calling out these people. I'm going to be dead anyways if we don't stop these people. So, this is so seismic. This is so massive. Now, I don't want any harm by individual citizens to go after Bill Gates or Peter Daszak or Klaus Schwab or any of these people. That will turn them into victims, and that is horrible. Do not do it. Do not do that. Continue to destroy them politically. Continue to attack them with the truth. And I've been on air every day for months saying, if people in these companies and these corporations and these government institutions don't go public soon, you and your whole family are going to be killed by these globalists that have built all these underground bunkers. We got to stop them. And I've said that to Rand Paul. I've said that to everybody on the record, off the record. I've talked to a bunch of them. And they know this. And you're starting to see them get that. Good. Here's the problem. We have now reached the Rubicon point here, or the point of no return, the event horizon, where do you just think the New World Order and the people behind Fauci and Gates, do you think they're going to stop now that their whole plan's exposed and now they're in so much trouble? No, they're not. They're going to pull a huge war. Another bioweapon release, much worse. False flags. I mean, everything's on the table. Unless they're given a armistice like Napoleon Bonaparte, and unless they're allowed to go into exile. And I don't want vengeance. I don't want blood. I don't want George Soros, you know, in Nuremberg too, because folks, they can still kill us. They got a gun to our head. I'm telling them, just put the gun down. Just walk away. Just walk away and we'll spare your lives. Just please don't kill us. Okay. But you're never going to get away with doing this now. And you're not going to be safe in your bunkers if you pull this on us. So don't kill my family. We won't hurt yours. Okay. Okay. Let's just stop. It's like a Mexican standoff. Let's just, all of us just put our guns down right here. That's nice. And let's just stop this right now. Right now. Let's stop this right now. Because this is a bioweapon war directed by major corporations to bring in world government and all their greedy, crazy crap and their world ID and all this stuff. And it's prophesied it's going to happen sometime in the future. I'd like it not to happen maybe in my lifetime, maybe now. Because if you study this algorithm, this thing tries this over and over again. I mean, there's books written about it 2,000 years ago for a reason. This is what this thing does. And so all I'm saying is that we're at a stalemate. The globalists can't get away with this. The globalists can still kill us. And I don't want a civil war. I don't want to put on a general's outfit. I don't want to see bombs going off. And I'm not going to get in a general's outfit. What I'm saying is I don't have any desire for this. I have a desire for peace and justice, and I am just going to try as best I can to stop this madness. This is much more dangerous than the Korean War, much worse than the Cold War, much worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is the most dangerous time in human history. No one denies that. No one debates that. And what does it mean? For the globalists, at least this crop, to stop what they're doing. Obviously, they're going to go slink around and try to re-coordinate and come back again later. The point is that we need to get out of this situation with them now. And I'm telling you, what I'm bringing up is the best course. And it probably isn't going to be followed because everybody has this bloodlust to have a giant cataclysm and a giant destructive process take place. And our country's run by seriously demonic individuals that have men dressed up like women in admiral outfits. So, but this is nevertheless the course that I believe we should all be trying to take. Now, I didn't get to the clip I said I'll get to the next segment, but you understand that this giant piece of news is only one part of this. When we come back, I will give you the rest of the story and I will play the clips as well. There, I have a whole stack of mainstream science and governments admitting, and this is why the globalists are in so much trouble. And this is what finally allowed them to go after Fauci and then the heart of this. But you don't fight that the virus, you know, is not, you're not protected with the vaccine, all the rest of this. You fight that, you're fighting a losing battle because it's too complex for the general public to understand. But it comes out, they cooked it up and released it, the whole thing goes away. But that said, you've got to now reverse what's happening with the injections, and you've got to then tell people the mitigating factors that can heal them of what's been done. And there are processes coming out that can help people that have been injected if they get these treatments soon. Okay, so we just need to put this war back in the box.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To the town of Outbury, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us.
In the town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red.
Here we are.
Many men had tried to take him and let
me... Let's go ahead and lay this out. Here is Dr. David Martin, PhD, major, top investor. He's an MSNBC frequent host over the years. Those are what he's talking about. And here he is going back and doing an analysis of how much money Fauci has gotten in his career to weaponize viruses. And then to have him, it's like saying, it'd be like Michael Jordan testifying to Congress. And they said, Michael Jordan, you played basketball? He goes, nope, never played it once, hate it. Well, aren't you like a 7-8-time champion or something, like the NBA? Nope. What's the NBA? Well, we have thousands of hours of footage of you being the greatest basketball player of all time, and he just goes, I've never heard of that. What is basketball? Now, Mr. Jordan, you are testifying to Congress under oath that you do not know what basketball is. You never played basketball. I'm warning you. This is not a joke. You're under oath. This is a felony. 7 years in prison, every lie you tell. Michael Jordan, I don't know what basketball is. Okay? Well, Mr. Jordan, do you have amnesia? Let us show you footage of a slam dunk you did. Michael Jordan says, I can't see. I can't see what you're doing. You're now blind. You can't see. That's Fauci on gain of function. He's the OG. He's the pimp daddy. He's everything. He's the guy for 45 years, 44 years. So here it is, 190-something billion. Here it is.
I want this number to stick in your head because this number, unfortunately, was cut out of the movie. It's been cut out of a lot of things. So you're not going to have to cut it out of your brain because I'm going to give it to you right now. Anthony Fauci has spent, listen to this number, $191 billion, not $3.7 million, not $30 million, $191 billion of audited funds for the bioweaponization of viruses against humanity. And it's your money that has been spent, $191 billion. And do you think you can get any agency or oversight body or any politician to even take that investigation on, despite the fact that we have every grant recipient, every person, their address, their phone number, their laboratory? We literally have the entirety of where that money went, and not a single investigation agency in this country is willing to look. This is a bioweapons program designed to kill us. That's what it is. And it's not just designed to kill us. It's designed to kill massive numbers of the population. We do not have a virus. We have a biological weapon.
Well said. Dr. David Martin is amazing. I had him scheduled for the show one day. He had a family emergency. He had to leave. And he thinks that I dissed him on purpose, so won't come on. That's not that, but whatever. I'd love to get him on sometime. I've already apologized 5 times, so I'm done talking about it. But he is dead on. I've done my own research. I've checked everything he said. And he said this like a year ago. It's all come out. We have all the documents, thousands of pages of it. It is on the record, ladies and gentlemen, that this unfolded. And now we move on from that. Now we move on from that because I want to hit this huge piece of news that ties into all of this. The fact that the bioweapon isn't just the original virus that was still pretty hard for most people to catch, but if you were run down or had problems, it was a very, very serious attack on your lungs and other parts of the body. But with whatever's been going around since then, that a lot of studies and tests doesn't show up as COVID-19, but acts just like it, but worse, we know it's from variants, from simulant prion sprays that are being put out against red state areas. That's even come out. But now, from Singapore to Israel, from the UK to the United States, we can run this on the screen for TV viewers. We have the John Hopkins numbers from 3 weeks ago, which now the British government's released numbers confirming those, that in the UK, 80%+ of the deaths of COVID are from the, quote, COVID vaccinated. And that's not counting people that, again, die in the first 14 days after, quote, inoculation. So it's way higher than that. 80%+ in the UK. So here's some of the headlines backing this up. 82% of vaccinated Singapore records highest daily coronavirus cases yet, including deaths and illnesses. Doesn't, quote, make it less severe. That's not how immunity works. Tucker Carlson asked the question last night. We'll play that in a moment. Countries are seeing unusually high other different types of deaths. That sounds like COVID, looks like COVID, but they're saying, is it COVID? And it's in the vaccinated. So countries are seeing unusually high of all different types of deaths not related to COVID. And here, if you want to find the article and see the link to John Hopkins and see the link to scientists and doctors analyzing the data, it's in an article written weeks ago and in special reports we did. John Hopkins data proves COVID shots causing majority of illness and death. That's from October 10th. And now that's hitting mainstream news all over the place. So this is life and death information. Here's another one. Don Salazar last week. Alarming. Double vax contracted COVID at higher rates than unvaccinated. UK data shows. And they're dying at a higher rate. Now, that isn't just a Don Salazar saying that. He links to the British government's own COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report, and then it's got all these medical doctors and scientists breaking it down, like Mercola and others below it. So you can send this to anybody in your friends or family or neighbors. It'll wake them up. Here's some more. Gibraltar, Iceland, see massive COVID spike despite over 90% of population vaccinated. Sydney, Australia, all new COVID hospitalizations involve vaccinated individuals except one. That's WSAU.com. That's the national government admitting that in press conferences. Major government report proves COVID vaccines are bioweapons. Another great video from yesterday, Greg Reese, with the latest numbers proving it all. You want to go see that? That's at van.video in the Greg Reese section. Now here's a huge one out of the Daily Star. Double jab Brits with worst lurgy, that means disease ever, could actually have COVID without realizing it. And they're finding again that they're twice as likely to die or be in the hospital. It's both the same number. There it is. You can read all about it for yourself. And they're calling it the super cold. Well, it's called antibody dependency enhancement, ADE. UK HSS looks into super cold amid rise in people dying from it. Why vaccinated people are dying from COVID-19 doesn't mean the vaccines are ineffective, says CNN. They go on to say they're extraordinarily effective. Yeah, what, 3% now? And then this huge article, Defense Department pulls a bait and switch on vaccines. We reported this back when it happened a few months ago with Robert Barnes reading the sub, but at least it's in the mainstream news now. You can pull up these articles where people are going, wait a minute. They said it's a fully authorized by the FDA, and that's why they approved it, but it was never fully authorized. And the FDA pulled a fast one and says it's authorized if it gets approval in 2026. And I showed you the FDA website yesterday on screen. I mean, you think of the magnitude of these lies. The only thing bigger is saying that Fauci never was involved in gain of function and no one he knew was. All right, that's just some of what we've got coming up. I'm going to hit this tyranny and how we get out of this and how we expose it and how we don't need a civil war over this, just killing each other. We need to blame the globalists and see how knowing that the vaccine is deadly is meant to make us not go to work or be fired so society collapses. So we need to get people to be aware of that, still not go to work, but get the general public to understand why the globalists did this and why they'd want to wreck the economy. Because a lot of people say, God, the virus must be deadly if the corporations love us so much that they want us to take all these shots or we can't go to work. No, they've been ordered to by the big banks that own them to implode the economy so they can buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And speaking of that, I got all the globalists after us more than ever because they want to take us off air. But your funding is what allows us to stay on air and expand what we're doing and not be shut down. We're either going to get bigger or we're going to get shut down. So I need to get bigger right now, and I got products you need. So get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film, get your storable foods while you still can with a ready to ship it to you before the supply chain completely breaks down at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. And back in stock, DNA Force Plus, 40% off, the best thing you can do for your immune system, 40% off, that's going to end in a couple days. Turmeric, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bodies back in stock, 40% off, and a limited supply back in, Brain Force Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com, Brain Force Ultra.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.